Let's talk about sex. Live from the 1480 AM studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Ardo, Eric Reiner, and someone missing in action, but they will be here, Greg Isaac and Trisha in San Diego. We'll see what happens.
Is because it's our sex show and I'm going to talk like this. Is that why you changed my name to Ardo now?
Oh, did I?
Oh, yeah. You call me Ardo.
No, Erdo.
It's Erdo.
I know it's Erdo. How did Greg used to say?
Iardo.
Oh, yeah, Iardo.
Yeah.
With an
the
I.
Italian version.
Oh, yeah.
That was Italian version. Wow.
I figured out why I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I wonder what was up with that.
My headphones weren't plugged in.
Oh.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Actually, nice. How do I make this thing louder? It's not that loud.
Well, you like this song, right? Because this is Let's Talk
Usually
About
it'll
Sex.
It'll go louder.
It will if you turn your headphone amp up.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
It's up to max.
We're working now. Are you turning up the right one?
There's
channels there.
This is really interesting to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They may not like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the sex show.
Breakthrough Entertainment sex show.
Yeah, Breakthrough Entertainment sex show.
Yeah.
And it's a good show. It's we're going to review sex tape.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sex tape.
Just came out, I guess it was Thursday.
I know what you're going to say about it.
You knew?
Really?
I do.
How about me? I saw it, too.
I think you guys are going to agree on the same thing.
Okay. Oh, wow. I think we'll disagree on
that. I think that comment is a little premature.
Yeah, that's
because we're
going
to also talk about premature today.
We are. And sexologist Jody Ambrose will be calling in.
Yes, she will.
And we could have a wow, you got this voice. Wow, the girls are probably melting right now.
Six
on the
be doing the sexy voice thing today.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just do this.
Listen to the sound
because you know this is
voice.
This is KPHX 1480, your place for sexy talk.
So this is sexy talk.
Not usually.
We're very progressive. Very progressive.
Wow, let's all talk like we're on a date. It's Barry White type of style.
Let's get
on. Anyway, and so Jody Ambrose calling in, I think actually in about, 15 minutes. We'll ask her all sorts of questions.
And you can as well. So
she's a sexologist. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that like a film columnist?
No.
No. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind if it was.
Yeah?
What?
Oh, and then there's a show we're going to
get paid too.
There's a movie called Premature. I wonder what that's about. And that's you're going to review that. I only saw the trailer.
It's all about relieving stress.
Oh, okay. And that's therapeutic in nature. An aphrodisiac expert, Amy Riley, the life of Riley, will be calling in the second hour.
And you know what aphrodisiacs are.
I have no idea.
They get you in the mood.
In the mood for what, Joseph?
Oysters.
Oh,
in the mood for oysters? No.
Oysters
get you in the mood to talk about
sex. We want
to
put him on the spot. What does being in the mood mean? I don't know.
I think the listeners know.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they got it.
I think it's self-explanatory.
And we're going to try to get him in the mood today.
Yeah. Well, I did look up what it meant in the dictionary. Anyway, and then we have,
they have three-word dictionaries?
Guess what, Eric? We're going to review Boyhood. I didn't
know
that.
Oh, I know what that's about.
What's that about, man?
That was filmed over a 12-year period.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
Richard Linklater. And last year, you and I had a big falling out. We didn't talk to each other for about 2 months because I loved Before Midnight, Richard Linklater's film that year. It was on my best list. And you absolutely hated it. It was on your worst list.
Yeah, Before Sunrise or something.
Before Midnight.
Before Midnight,
and then there was Before Sunrise, Before Sunset.
I thought it was
Before
Premature. I thought it was...
No, there's nothing before Premature.
You know what they do on the golf course, Eric? They go, four, right?
Play.
And then you play on. Okay. So anyway, that's my commentary. That was a good one, huh? You like that. You're eating Doritos, I think. Are you eating Doritos?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, there we go. And so we will review Boyhood.
Yeah.
And And I think you'll be surprised on this one. We'll see.
We'll see. You might
then
be surprised as well.
A film, Aftermath. I've never heard of it. I saw the trailer. Hellion. I don't know. Saw that one. And A Long Way Down. Didn't see that one. But we'll
also
review it.
Yeah, and we'll also be speaking with filmmakers Robin Rosencrantz and Michael Glover all about their film.
Oh, I love them.
You do?
Oh, yeah. That was a great movie. Yeah. Glover. Remember the Disney movie?
Go with LaFleur.
Oh, that was Flubber, not Glover. Or is it Danny Glover? Oh, Danny Glover.
Danny. Huh?
This is your sex talk radio. Okay. This is the theme, sex talk. Anyway.
Yeah. I
no,
did
not
try
sex
out.
Talk.
What?
What was it, the theme? Sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, not to interrupt
I'm getting
our
texts.
Listeners.
Texts. They like my sex voice, just so you know.
Oh, do it again.
No, okay.
Wow, I have to be in the studio.
I did, you know, I was
getting hot in here.
Yeah, turn off
all the clothes.
Oh, wow,
you know what? Our friend Bobby is probably like chomping at the bit right now.
Well, I wouldn't say chopping at the bit, but that is a term you could use.
Okay.
So I would say,
that's a euphemism.
Yeah. I didn't know what that means either.
I don't know. But, you know.
Aphrodisiac. Aphrodisiac.
Last week, you know, I did mention that I was going to try out a few different voices at the events and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say women.
How'd that work out for you?
You know, when you're speaking in a Bulgarian accent.
You should speak
to
in
a
tongues.
Russian,
that turns on women.
I should speak what?
In tongues.
Oh,
yeah, that would sure be that would. Something of the French nature.
I went up to a girl last night and I said, "Hello, my name is Joseph. How are you today?"
That's you've been Italian. Watching too many movies.
Huh?
What? Is that French?
She said, "You've been watching too many movies."
And she says, "My name is Katrina." And I said, "Hello, Katrina." And she
well,
says,
that's
"No,
from
it's
Russia.
Katrina." Yeah, she's from Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, very
so you
beautiful
were trying
Russian,
to, you were trying
you know?
To fool her into thinking that you were from Russia?
Yeah, but I had no idea that she was Russian. That's why it kind of backfired.
Uh-oh. And then she starts speaking to you in her own language?
Yeah. And she thought I understood her, but no. So then I just started talking like that, and then nobody was turned on at all.
Well, I could see
that doesn't
why.
Even work in Oklahoma, dude.
No,
not at all.
No, but I, you know, I do want to say this, though. Last week, I went Salt River tubing.
Yeah.
With five women. I was the only guy.
You were in the tubes?
Yeah, I was in the tubes, and you know, we had a nice,
women, the
nice
same
raft.
Tube? How many tubes did you have?
It was a big raft, and I was the only guy. Yeah, okay, all right, I can handle it. Five women in bikinis.
Was that the Fallopian River? Was it?
Hey, what happens?
I've been
on
there.
What
happens
night.
On the river stays so, on the river.
Okay, so tell us
especially
about
when
this,
it's five girls and one guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, tell us about the 5-1 odds.
There's pretty
I
good
hope
odds.
You,
yeah, but it still didn't work out, did it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean,
I'm still gonna say what happens on the river stays on the river, so I don't embarrass myself. But yeah, nothing.
Nothing's easy to forget.
Wow, we should have a special helpline for Joseph J.
But still. One guy.
A dateline.
Yeah.
One guy, five girls
in
bikinis.
We're not talking about Chris, what's his name?
Hansen.
Yeah.
Dateline, USA.
Yeah.
Please, world, get Joseph J.
To catch a predator.
Yes. Butter tart? Is that?
I don't know what butter tart is.
Isn't that a sex position?
A butter tart? I thought it was something for breakfast. Breakfast of Champions.
I don't know. I thought it was.
Oh, yeah,
a...
the Pop-Tarts. Oh, don't use the word butter.
Okay.
Or pop.
But,
right. Yeah, Pop-Tarts. Ever have a Pop-Tart?
Of course. Who hasn't eaten a Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
Right. It's not something, I would eat now.
But no, what's kidding. A butter tart? He said it's a sex position. That's what Joseph J. said.
I have no idea. I hope he doesn't get more explanatory than
that. No.
Yeah, that one.
That isn't. I'm not going to explain it because I don't even understand it. Okay. We can have her on early, I guess. This is Jody
I'm
Ambrose.
Talking to you privately, but if you want to talk back to me in public, that's okay.
No, we can. You know what?
A simple nod would have done.
I'm sorry. I can't tell. You know, we need like a button in here so you can tell me what is.
We have buttons in here.
I know.
You do have buttons. There's
I'm cute as a button.
The buttons are in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
I like to press
buttons. I have
buttons.
A cough button. Last time I did that, it was at a physical.
Oh, yeah.
But buttons. Anyway.
Okay. Well, you know, she's going to tell us a little bit about... How
who's going to tell us?
Our guest right now, she is a sexologist. Her name is Jody Ambrose, and she's going to tell us how to push all the right buttons. At least I hope so, because I need some help. Jody, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Absolutely. And so that's basically what you do is, well, tell us what you do. What is a sexologist?
Yeah,
Jody?
What is that?
I love that term, by the way, sexologist. They usually call me the sexpert, but I like sexologist. It sounds a little more upscale. So,
but sexpert is good too, though.
I like sexpert. It's a little bit saucy, and Lord knows I have a sassy mouth on me, so it works pretty well.
Yeah, keep it tame here.
I've heard some of your past recordings. You're very good on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. I get to come on and talk about sex with a bunch of amazing men. I mean, that's not a bad life to live, right?
I think it's a great life.
I'm right there with you.
Let me ask you, do you practice what you preach?
Always. A good girl always practices what she preaches.
Good girl.
A bad girl.
Yeah. Bad girl.
Or a naughty girl.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, you're from right here in Phoenix, right? Or Arizona?
I am. I'm
oh, my
right
God.
Over
where
in
do you
Mesa.
Live?
Not too far away from you guys. I'm right in Mesa.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Very in Mesa. Wow.
I'll be out that way later today.
Yes.
Wait, you can feel the vibe of sexology when you just drive it past the border into Mesa.
Well, wow. Okay.
I feel it already.
I you know what? I wake up feeling it. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that. There's a term for that.
Don't all men wake up in the morning feeling that, though?
Wow. Depends. Well, go ahead, Joseph.
Depends on how old you are.
Well, you know, I do want to preface this interview by saying if anyone has any sex-related questions, we want to keep it all, you know, PC here. This
under
is a family
belt.
Station, yeah.
What is PC?
Over the belt. Oh, I thought you said under the belt.
Joseph J., what's PC?
Isn't that another sex position? I don't know. I'm
politically
completely lost.
Oh, politically correct. Oh, okay.
Right.
Got
I thought
you.
It was in, like, reverse. Count.
So, Jody, let me ask you. So what is a sexologist? And then I got some questions about your some of the books you wrote.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Essentially, one of my missions in life is just to help
mission.
People
I
have...
love how you say mission, because it reminds me. Okay, sorry.
Well, no, it reminds me of something good, but of course, there's always better ways to mix it up than mission, of course.
Yes.
At least we hope. But yes, I enjoy making people's lives in and out of the bedroom phenomenal. And if I can even help one person a day to have a little bit more joy in their sex life or in their home life, then I feel like I have done my job.
So give us an example of how you can make someone's in the bedroom and out of the bedroom more joyful.
You bet. This is an easy one, actually. It's something that all of you guys can do, so if you're not doing it, start doing it. So would you guys agree with me that if a woman feels sexy and she feels beautiful and she feels like you want her, the chances are she's going to be a lot more hot in the sack?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I would agree with that. I don't think Joseph has experience, but I do. But
we'll help him.
Someday.
We'll fool him today. But so
how far
much
is Mesa from here?
I know,
it's about
right?
15 minutes away, Dave.
A sex surrogate is different than a sexologist.
Yeah, that's different.
Yes, yes. My husband would not appreciate sex surrogacy, though he does not mind sexology at all.
Excellent.
I know. Bless his heart, right?
I don't know. Someone's banging on the door at the studio. I hope it's not your husband.
Well, so now, Jody, you said it like it was very simple that, you know, you make a woman feel sexy. But how do you do that? I mean,
exactly.
you don't want to come across as horrendous. Harassing someone, you don't want to come off as too forward, and also,
yep.
you know, that's it's vulnerable. You don't want to get rejected.
Very true, and that's where subtlety comes into play. Because especially if you're in a new relationship, usually it's pretty hot anyway, right? But if you're in a relationship that's been around for a while, it's the subtleties of making a woman feel sexy. You know, just like grabbing her butt when you walk by her in the kitchen just gives you a little zing of, ooh, he likes my tush. And it's the little things like that, or just side comments about how she looks beautiful that day, or she has a sexy look on her face, or that dress makes her, you know, chest look really high. Yeah, and I know that sounds superficial and super easy, but it's when you do it over and over and over again that women start to feel, just in general, sexier. And
so,
when they start feeling lusty, that's when you guys benefit from it.
So what you're saying, Jody, if I understand this, is that foreplay, at least verbally, can be going on constantly, daily,
yeah.
by complimenting sincerely your partner.
Exactly. Text them. You looked so sexy this morning when you were leaving for work. Just little things like that. Just keep the idea of sex in a woman's mind more often throughout the day. And when they're thinking about sex more often, guess what you're getting more often?
Wow. Or the milkman might be, but...
Someone's getting it.
Well, I aim the police.
But, by the way, I'm looking at your picture, and you apparently you don't have to try that hard to look so good.
Oh, bless your heart. What a sweet thing to say. Thank you.
And that was Eric Reinhardt, our great producer
here.
Yes,
make sure she knows who I am.
Make sure her husband knows who he is.
Yeah, that's why I said his name. Not
Dave
Isaac,
make sure to give him your first and last name. No, that's very sweet. Thank you.
I want to give our listeners the phone number in case you have any sex-related questions for Jody. That's
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, because I've got a lot of questions.
Sure you do.
I know you do. 602-252-1480.
You know what you just said? You said instead of six, you go sex 02.
Sex 02-252-1480. Give us a call. Or if you're too shy, you hit us up on Facebook or something like that.
Or text us.
We can't disguise your voice. So, I mean, but maybe you can try to disguise your voice.
Like Joseph does.
Right. So, Jody, you have a couple books out that I see. Sex, How to Get More of It, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It. Explain, is one book geared towards a certain, orientation than the other book?
Yeah, you betcha. Sex, How to Get More of It was actually the first one, and it's intended for men. So it's kind of 20 steps that you can take, both in the bedroom and out of the bedroom, to make your sex life just scintillating and delicious and fire-filled.
Mm.
Just those words alone.
Nice description. Yeah.
Well, and the best part is they don't involve money. I do not believe in throwing money at the bedroom. I believe in everything else other than money to make your sex life hot.
But if you had money, does that work too?
No woman's going to really say no to the cash. And
honesty.
Wow. No.
I know, right?
No one's going to say no to the cash. Okay. Joseph J., you got to get rich. Okay. That's your only chance at this point. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Thanks a lot.
I have to play the role of Greg right now.
I know. Well... Yeah,
he paid me big cash.
Not anyone can fail at five women in bikini on a
like you did
on a tube.
Wow.
Yeah, like I do. So,
intimacy, How to Get More of It. That's geared to women.
It is. So it's all the ways, because so often, like, men always think of, can sometimes think of women as being a little bit manipulative and drama filled and kind of exhausting sometimes. And so the whole book is designed to talk about ways that, again, without spending money, you can create an environment with your man where he's so damn happy to come home to you that your life is just that much more richer and fuller and intimate. And, of course, all of that leads to a little bit of happiness in the boudoir. And so that's the end result for both of the books.
So I mean, like, the laundry's done and stuff?
Yeah, what are some of these things that – give me a couple hints what women can do to make their guys feel – well, whatever the way they feel.
Like, well, you know, one of them, which is going to sound silly, but it works so well, is just letting your man feel like a man. You know, in this day and age, you know, women are, you know, we're all powerful, the feminist movement, you know, we're just as good as guys, and that's great, and that's wonderful, yay. But there is also, men are still men, and women are still women. And I believe that a man should feel like he's needed, and that he's powerful, and that, you know, help us. Let a man open the jar, for God's sake, and then tell him how impressed you are that he can do it. Little easy things like that can help also.
So nagging, in other words.
Oh, my God. That's one of the top ones in the book, is stop nagging your man to death. Unless the house is going to burn down if he doesn't do something immediately or someone's going to die, let the man take a break and watch the football game, for God's sake.
Wow, you're quite a woman.
Very progressive.
Thank you. And it's true, though. I mean, it's such a – when a man doesn't want to come home from work, when he starts making excuses or he goes to the bar every night after work or he works late because he doesn't want to come home, that is not a happy house. So instead of jumping on your man the second he walks in the door with the kids this and the bills that and the house this and my job that, oh, good Lord, give him some time to relax. Everyone needs time to relax, men and women.
But there is it is a good idea to jump on your man.
In
you said,
that regard, yes.
Yeah, you said instead of jumping on your man, but you qualified it with sort of nagging. Okay.
Yes, no, don't verbally jump on your man. Physically, if you want to greet him at the door on your knees, I'm sure he'll come home to you on time every day. Sorry, that was
well,
so crass.
Well, get some knee pads. That's all I can say.
Exactly. No, I, you
perfect
know what?
Christmas present.
It, well, I love to be greeted, you know, because I've got no, 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 no,
never
no,
happens.
You love to be greeted by someone on their knees?
No.
So, yeah, I you were going to say that.
I love to be greeted by women who are excited to see me and make me feel like a man, because I've got a lot of female friends. They're all really...
Friends, keyword.
Friends.
Yeah, maybe. But... All right, where was I going? There
I'm
was.
Not
anyway,
sure.
They're excited to see
knees,
me.
So that's all
and
I
they,
can remember.
They jump on me and they make me feel
they
like
jump
I
on
am.
You?
They like I am that. Yeah, like
he's really
tied.
Excited right now. By
yes,
the way,
that I
should
am,
do a play-by-play commentary of what he's doing right now.
That I
he's
am
shaking.
Very,
he's quivering. Oh my God! Look at ladies and gentlemen. No.
They're just happy to see me, and they also, you know, here's the thing.
Mae West.
Okay. Just,
well, here's, I'm happy to see ya.
Well, here's
exactly.
The thing. Yes. Here's the thing, though. You know, when I am called handsome, you know, like a couple months ago, I went to one of these bar crawls, and one of my friends, well, now she's a friend, she called me handsome. And it made me feel like, you know, I was on the clouds, and
yep.
I was just so happy that someone found me handsome, and, you know, she just was so open about this. And then a few months later, this a
we're
couple
just
of weeks,
friends, Joseph.
No, she didn't say that. She, I said, yeah, remember how we met? I said, you called me handsome. She says, I didn't do that.
I don't remember that.
And suddenly, my attraction to her went down from like 100 to about 40.
Sure.
Yeah, so I get
oh, I
exactly
gotcha.
What you're saying, yeah. That you've got to, you know, women out there have to make, you know, and especially women wanting to attract a man as well, if, say, if you're not in a relationship, right?
Yes, very much so, because, you know, we always think that, you know, dropping compliments to women is the way to into their, you know, pants, and a lot of times, in a lot of ways, that's true, but men aren't that different. Men want to feel sexy, and men want to feel needed and lusted after. No man wants to... be in a bed, well, I mean, I guess being in any bed with a woman is a good thing, but you prefer to be in bed with a woman who wants you there and is lusting after you. Ladies have to step up just as much as the guys do. We just need to be a little bit more subtle about it, I think. Because,
yeah.
You know, men don't like women who just constantly, effusively, you know, going on and on every day and feel fake.
Right, right. That's true. We don't want you don't want to come across as something that you're not. And I
exactly.
I believe that we have a caller and
great.
And she's might have a question.
She's got a crush on Joseph.
Yeah, she has
oh.
A crush on me, a long term crush. And but I'm gonna meet her one of these times.
Meow,
nice.
Meow, meow, meow.
Here. So Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hello, handsome. How are you?
Now I think she's talking to
oh,
me.
You're
talking to me?
He likes you even more, Bobby.
Me. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Cutie Boots, it's for you, honey.
How does she know where I know?
I know who you are.
Oh, I think you have met. I think there's a secret romance.
Bobby, do you have a question for Jody?
Yes, Jody. I find you, not a question first, a complimentary statement. You are most intelligent as far as the intimacy and the sex part. Because if both sexes, meaning the female, could, if she wants the intimacy... do the other, and the man is so easy to get to the sex thing, you know, to get the intimacy that you want.
Wow.
You know, thank you. What a lovely thing to say.
You are exceedingly bright.
You're very kind. I appreciate
and very attractive.
That. Oh, you guys are so good for me.
Well, that helps, too. However, your attitude and your knowledge, I'm sure, has gotten you far, and I think that's great. Joseph. The voices, and you're right. When someone says, hi, sweetie, or hi, cutie, but with women, I have always worked with men. And they will call me honey because they keep forgetting my name. So I didn't like the honey, sweetie, or cutie, you
okay.
know.
Yeah.
I'm going, my name is Bobby, and I finally got a T-shirt thing. My name is
I'm
Bobby.
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh, that's funny.
No,
I like the T-shirt idea.
My name is Bobby, and I do your payroll, so...
You better be nice to me and call me by my name, or you
nothing.
Might get shortchanged next week.
You got it, or I'll make sure that check for child support goes through, and you'll be in trouble.
I love a woman in power who's not afraid to wield it. That's awesome.
You got it. Okay, Joseph, babe, you go get it. You have a heck of a good show. You've got some good accomplices, and lady, you are great.
Oh, thank you, doll. It's so good.
Bye-bye.
Not doll, Bobby. It is so good to talk to you.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bobby. That
what was her
very
name again?
Nice.
I don't know.
What a sweetheart she is.
Yes,
very,
yes.
Very.
And so, I've got a question, you know, that, pertaining to sex tape, because I know we're going to review it shortly here in our next segment. But Jody, you know, the whole premise of sex tape is that these, you know, Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel's characters, they've been married for, you know, some time. And actually, in the beginning of the movie, Cameron Diaz is writing a blog post about, you know, can you remember the first time that you had sex with your husband? And, you know, they show all these scenes with wild lovemaking. And, you know, she says, can you remember the second time? And it's just as good. And then she says, can you remember the last time? And, you know, it seems like the spark fizzles, especially after kids and, you know, just life.
Work.
So, yeah, work. Everything. That
stresses of life.
Yeah. So, and they decide to make a sex tape to try to spice things up. Aside from doing that, because that gets them into all sorts of trouble, what advice do you have for couples who might feel that the spark has been lost?
I have a couple of things. So ladies, especially because weirdly enough, you know, Halloween is actually only a few months away. Year has flown by. The day after Halloween, go online and buy at like 50% off and 75% off. Buy yourself like a little sexy outfit, whether it's a naughty nurse, or your husband has a fantasy of cheerleaders or Catholic schoolgirls or whatever it might be. You can get it on sale and then just surprise him. You know, he comes home from work and there you are naughty on the sofa, you know, with pom-poms and pigtails in your hair, whatever it might be. And I know that sounds crazy and some of you are like, I'm not wearing that for my man.
It doesn't sound crazy.
It's hot. I never met a man who didn't like that idea. So girls, real easy, fun thing for you to do. And what it does is you don't have to do it every time. What it does is it helps re-spark the lust. And once you're able to re-spark the lust, then you start naturally doing those things that you used to do, which, you know, would make you so frenzied you would do it on the top of your car in the driveway because you didn't care who saw because, damn, the sex was good. That's what you want to get back to.
So, Jody, let me ask you a couple questions. These are more price serious in nature, and I don't know if you advise people in this regard, but if someone came to you and said, hey, should we have sex before marriage, how do you answer that?
My answer to that is, if you are comfortable and will not be guilt-ridden by doing so, to be quite frank, and I'm a good Christian girl, but more power to you. I am not a huge believer in not having sex before marriage, only because for me, I'm okay with it. But if you're not okay with it and it would cause some kind of, you know, emotional scarring or you would feel, you know, guilt over your religious, you know, thoughts, then my thought is don't have it. It's all about what's comfortable for you.
How about this one? Sex before either great friendship or love.
Okay, I'm coming off like a complete slut here.
Oh. So, you're supposed to sneeze when you say that.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. Okay, but for example, when I met my husband, the second I met him, I knew. Like, that was just it. I'm like, I know this is the one I'm going to keep forever. And so I wasn't as lengthy in waiting as I have been before in other relationships. We'll just say it gently like that.
I hope he's not listening.
No, he's in the other room, thank God.
Okay. He's also on line one.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I'm being cyber-talked on my husband on the phone today. Again, I think it's all about comfort level because were he and I great friends first? No. Is he my best friend now? You better believe it. Mm. So it's really where it fits for you. I mean, sometimes it's just lust, and you just want to have a good time, and you're young and playful, and you want to do it. More power to you. Be safe, obviously.
Right.
More power to you. But if you think it's, if you're one of those people that's like, you know, I need to have this sense of safety with a person to where I know they've got my back, I know they're my friend, I trust them, and I feel comfortable with them, and that's going to lead to better sex, then by all means, you know, wait the length of time that you need to wait before you're comfortable having sex.
Okay. And Jody, how about the whole friend zone thing? Because, you know, I just overheard someone talking about how, you know, this was a girl saying that if she finds a guy adorable, he's a friend, but, you know, she can never envision having sex with that guy. So, you know, is that something that we should avoid, being in the friend zone?
Well, the friend zone is the death knell of sex with a girl. So if you're in the friend zone, it's extremely difficult to get out of the friend zone. It's not a horrible thing having a girl as a friend who you don't have sex with. I mean, life could be worse, right?
I agree. I
yeah, she
can
get
that.
Depressed, and then you'll be out of the friend zone. Have a lot of friends. You know, double your pleasure, double your odds.
As a guy with a lot of female friends that are absolutely excellent, I completely agree with what Jody just said. You know, with all joking aside, yeah.
Yeah, I've had a lot of male friends, and I primarily have had male friends over the course of my life, which has helped me greatly, obviously, with my career choice of writing a book. And I think there's a lot of benefits to having friends that are of the opposite sex that you aren't sexual with, because then you can learn how to stay the hell out of the friend zone, right?
Yeah.
They can give you tips and tricks on how to amp up that more sexy side when you approach a woman, which might trigger that, oh, yes, tonight he's getting it. Kind of emotion from a woman. So learn from those chick friends you have that are in the friend zone. They'll teach you amazing things with getting a woman.
I went to a seminar. Wow, it must be like 15 years ago. I'm very happily married right now. Just got married last October.
Congrats.
To Tricia. But I went to a seminar, and it was a single seminar. And it was, like I said, probably about 15 or more years
ago. What is
ago.
A single seminar?
Well, just a seminar with men and women talking about current topics. And it was legitimate. I mean, it was an editor of some single magazine. I forget. I don't know.
Sounds like a Joseph's night.
Yeah, it was a great. Yeah.
I go to a lot of single seminars.
Yeah, I started out like the Joseph J here. But they had a question. They started the seminar this way. There's about 50 women, 50 men there. And they said, write down on a piece of paper, how many dates before you sleep with someone?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you this question, but after I'm going to give you these results. Guess what the women amount of dates were? The average.
I would take a wild stab and say 5.
Okay, 5. And how about men?
Well, it depends on what they hope versus what they actually think. My guess would be they would hope pretty or soon on, but I think maybe 4 or 5 of the guys as well.
The women were, what do you say, Eric?
I'm going to say the women said 3, the men said 5.
And I already told you.
You already told
Jay.
Me, so I'm going to abstain.
So here it is.
Abstain.
It was for the women, 2.4.
No way.
Yeah, I was shocked. And the men was like 3.5.
That is just, you know what? Here's my thought.
Yeah.
I think men love having sex with women all the time, right? But if they're looking for something that's a little bit more relationship-wise, I think men want a woman who is self-reliant, who is got a good sense of dignity and self-respect and all those things. And making a man wait longer, for whatever reason, makes a man feel that way about you. Like, well, you know, she's got good morals. She's a good girl. I can have a longer relationship with her because she didn't bed me on the first date. I think maybe that plays into it.
Do you recommend that?
Okay, I'm not a big game player, as you can tell. I pretty much say it like it is. But there is something to be said about the chase. There really is. I mean, it's genetic in a man. He wants the thing that he can't have.
Yes.
And if you make him wait a little bit of time, it is not a bad thing.
But in Joseph's case, when it's going on 2-3 decades, what happens there?
I suggest hookers at that point.
Wow. Wow.
Greg told me to say it.
I hope you have a lot of money, Joseph.
I hope so, too. I do have a serious question related to that.
Serious
though,
question.
One of the,
is it for me or Jody?
I'm
kidding.
Why would I ask you these questions?
Exactly.
So, you know, we're talking about a lot of different sex comedies today, you know, honor of sex tape. Yes, we're playing music from all of them.
That's
and, of
right.
course, we're going to bring up the 40-year-old virgin. So once it gets to be that kind of a situation, say you're 40 years old.
Getting there.
And, you know, is it... What is your stance on, I mean, your serious stance?
That's a weird word.
On you know, virginity at a older age.
Yeah. And
good question.
In all sincerity, in all honesty, I think lots of times when you, unless it's like a uber, uber religious conviction, like super diehard in your core religious conviction, you're not married, therefore you haven't had sex. That is certainly part of it. But I think when you get to the age of 35 and 40 and you're
serial
a virgin,
killer.
A total serial killer, first and foremost serial killer. But I think a lot of times it's indicative of some kind of trauma or pain that happened earlier on in life. And so you've closed off that part of you because it's caused you some kind of emotional damage, whether it's viewing other people in miserable lives, whether it's a trauma that happened to yourself, whatever it might be. I think that plays into a lot of people that have gone, you know, many, many, many years, 30s and 40s without having sex. And that might be something they want to investigate with, you know, a professional. They can help talk them through it.
That's an excellent answer.
Very, very, very good answer. And now,
well, thank you.
You know, let me ask you this question. You know, despite, and I know there's circumstances like you, when you met your husband, you knew right away. And I do believe that can happen. For the masses, though, for most people out there, I'm not sure that happens, as indicated by the high divorce rate.
Exactly.
And a lot of, you know, it's well over 50%. Second marriages, I think, are even, you know, in the 60, 70% range. I think third, it's
poor
even,
Dave.
You know, over 100%. Oh, that doesn't even make sense. But the thing is that, so you've been blessed with that, and I do believe that can happen. And it does happen. But do you think for most people, does sex too early serve as a distraction and actually blinds the partners of the truth of the relationships themselves by covering up this sort of an addiction like a drug? And because it is sort of like that, and if you don't know the person, you might not be with the right person once you get out of this drug state type of situation.
No, sex is like a good sex is like a narcotic. It really does give you rose-tinted glasses, and it's very important to not marry only because the sex is mind-boggling. Now, that's a great reason to stay together, don't get me wrong, unless the relationship's horrible, obviously. But it's not a good reason to get married, because 99% of all people, that spark is, it may not go away, but it's going to fade and change over the years. So you need to have a much more solid foundation than sex. And I think people get caught up not only in the great sex, but they get caught up in the idea of how exciting it is to be in a relationship that seems so hot and fiery and awesome all the time, and you can't wait to see each other. And that can sometimes lead to getting married prematurely because you're wrapped up in that euphoria and all those endorphins kicking through you. Whereas marriage is long haul, especially if you have kids. I mean, marriage is trauma and fear and all those things, and beauty and wonder too. But there's so much more that goes into a marriage. And you need to know if that person can stick with you and get through those tough times before you even think about marrying them for the long term.
Yeah, I totally agree. And instead of using the word divorce, I do suggest people say, I've successfully completed my marriage.
Fantastic.
I've done that
euphemism.
Before.
Well, and Jody, I've got, we're going to try to wrap up the interview here in just a moment, but I've got another question for you. I'm not going to say any names, but I do have a friend who, it's been 4 years since they've last had sex. And it's
male
this,
or female?
This is a female friend.
Okay.
And she is absolutely, you know, craving it all the time, all of a sudden.
From you?
No, not from me. Don't you think I'd have less problems? Anyway.
He may have more problems.
Could go either way.
But so, you know, at that point, is there anything that you suggest to get your mind off of it? Or is it, you know, just...
Or there's there's egg substitutes, egg whites. Is there a sex substitute?
Well, I'm trying to be as delicate as I possibly can with this. There is always enjoying oneself that can certainly be helpful to curb that physical craving where you feel like you're going to die. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, especially for a woman, there's nothing quite like the weight of a man on you. You know, it's
really?
A different kind. Oh, God, yeah. It's a different kind.
Where
of
are you the better?
I mean, we can all have magical hands, but we can't weigh 200 pounds, you know, and have that man weight.
I bulked up.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a code term for something else.
Oh, my God. No, but it's lovely. It's just that scent, the smell of a man, and the feel of their skin, like all of that is what women start to crave, especially when they've been in a dry spell for a long time. So my thought would be, if she is the type of young lady that does not necessarily have to be sure she can find a man who would be more than happy to take care of her needs, even if only for one night. But
right.
My thought would actually be, you know, be open to finding somebody that's more than just a one-night stand in your life, and then you'll really be able to, you know, get all of that sexual need taken care of, and I'm sure he'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. I would suggest that Yeah, more of a longer-term situation.
Yes, it's much healthier emotionally, physically, and everything else. I mean, sometimes you just have to get a itch scratched, right? But most of the time, if you're going to go for something that's going to be long-term satisfying, but here's the key for this young lady. We don't want the guys to kind of smell desperation on us, and they can. So, you know, you don't want to dress overtly sexy. You don't want to necessarily put on too much perfume. Which is an interesting aside, that is very typical for women who are either depressed or don't get enough sex. Their sense of smell is actually muted, and they put on way too much perfume, and that drives everybody away from them.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a strange little phenomenon.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so when you get into the outfit, you are well satisfied.
Ah, now we're talking. Well, Joseph, your cologne today is just overwhelming.
Wow. Well, okay, and on that note, I want to ask one final question, you know, kind of like just the simple answer for, you know, Dave, myself, you know, regardless of if you're in a relationship.
What about Eric?
Or if you're, or Eric,
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg? How about Greg?
Greg, anyone, any of our listeners, but I'm saying that, you know, regardless of if you're married or if you go to a bar crawl every night, you know, looking for someone, the one thing that Jody, that you can recommend that we can, you know, man or woman, just to be sexier.
Be kind and thoughtful when you speak to somebody. There is nothing sexier than someone that treats you like a king or a queen.
Excellent. Nicely said. Absolutely. I love that.
Absolutely.
Don't you think that smells of desperation, too, sometimes?
Nah.
Not if it's done legitimately and genuinely. If it's, like, all saucy and gross, then yes, it's horrible.
Yeah,
but if it's legitimately kind and thoughtful, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, okay. Sexologist Jody Ambrose, how do they get in touch with you? Your website, contact information?
Yeah, it's nice and easy. JodyAmbrose.com. It's JodyAmbrose.com. And from there, you can get to all the books. You can get to all the other websites, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
You know, since you're in our backyard, we should have you in studio one day.
Are you Swiss?
I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Or Swedish.
Oh, yes.
We do have a Sweden show coming up.
Are you
next
from
week.
Sweden by any chance?
I am a mutt. I think Sweden probably one of the only places that I'm not from.
Oh, okay. Darn. But anyway, we'd love to have you in studio.
Absolutely.
I think this is important.
I've
topic
got a lot more
people.
Questions.
Yeah, Joseph has a lot more questions, so hurry up and write some more books.
I mean, 3 hours.
And maybe.
I will happily join you in studio. That sounds like a blast.
Well, thank you so much, Jody Ambrose, sexologist, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Fantastic. You guys have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
You too.
You're more than
have
one.
A sexy weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play a song from A Dirty Shame, one of the absolutely dirtiest movies, sex comedies that you will ever see. Also one of my favorites, Tracy Ullman. And have you ever seen it?
Maybe. I mean, she hasn't been in anything in years.
She is a woman who she needs sex.
Elvis Presley.
She wants it.
Is that Elvis?
Nympho.
Yeah, she's got, you know, that's basically what it is. So, no, this is actually James Infeld. The song is Let's Go Sexin', and that's what I'm going to do at the bar crawl.
Wow. Oh, that's what you're going to do.
I don't know. Carousing?
Carousing.
Let's
and,
go sexin'.
And that is Joseph J. singing right now in a very sexin'. Unusual voice that doesn't seem to get him what
let's
he wants.
Go
but
sexin'.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios.
Make me feel good.
KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly, as designed, all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We could take care of that. Pinot's Palette is the upscale paint and bring your own beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pinot's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I like them all shapes and sizes, and it don't make no difference to me. If you're short or tall, big or small, long as there ain't no big surprises, chances are you'll suit me to a team. I ain't met the one gal yet that didn't fit my bill. I've always liked all different types, and I suppose I always will. Well, it ain't that I'm short on brains or big on compromises. It's just that I like them all shapes and sizes.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here at the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. I said that right, didn't
yes.
I? And Eric Reinert. Greg will be here soon, and our lovely Tricia in San Diego. We just talked to Jody Ambrose, a sexologist, and if you want to hear a replay of the show, you can certainly hear it at BreakRadioShow.com under Archives Breakthrough Entertainment. Hear a great replay. She was phenomenal,
and
Eric and Joseph.
I seriously recommend to all our audience to go check out her website because she is hot.
She's very cute, and her husband's lucky. And now we know the first moment she met her husband, she knew. How often does that happen, Eric?
Happened with me and Kathleen.
Excellent. I love that, and it's been a long time, too.
Yes.
That's
proof
awesome.
Is in the pudding.
Love
we
it.
Love
first
that.
Sight.
That, and I think it could happen. I do.
I'll tell you how we met off air.
Oh, okay. Wow. Do you have film at 11? Okay.
Yes. Are you was it a naked date?
Of course not.
Because you know we got a naked dater on a little bit later on.
Oh, there's a show called TV Naked series. Dating?
Yep, and she's...
Is that who this is?
Yeah, I tried to get her in studio, but...
Oh, that would be good because we could have naked broadcasting.
I wish, yeah. Yeah, you know
live
what?
Live from no
wouldn't be the first time.
Phoenix.
You... You have to listen to today's episode of Breakthrough Entertainment in the nude. So that's,
oh, you do?
Yeah.
What if you're driving?
And send us pictures.
Send us pictures. But I want the female pictures.
Okay. All right. Yes, please. We have to clarify.
I had to clarify.
You know,
that.
One time Mike and I were doing a show, and we said we were trying to do the most attractive listener contest.
Oh.
And so we said, send your pictures. And all of a sudden, I got inundated live on the air with all these women sending naked pictures.
Oh, wow. Can we try that again?
Sure, go for it.
Wow.
Oh, really? Should we?
We weren't looking for that, but that's what we got.
Yeah. Well,
maybe fully clothed pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to rethink this. But anyway, bringing us into this segment was a song from Sex Drive. I like them all shapes and sizes, and I do. I like them all shapes and sizes.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To me, it doesn't matter.
No?
No. I like them tall and lean, short and, I don't know, whatever the lyrics were to the song.
Yeah.
You just got yourself into a corner there.
Yeah,
you did. Into a corner.
Lucky Stars was the singers, whatever. Now, you know, this show, I'm going to be all tongue-tied after
the first
segment. That was amazing. Yeah.
Wow, he can hardly speak. I've never seen Joseph J. like this before.
They like tongue-tied? Uh-huh. What do you mean there?
But I'm looking forward to the Naked Dating Show. It's a brand new show on, what, VH1?
VH1, yeah.
And a brand new show. There's a show, Eric, called Naked and Afraid. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw previews of that. And there's also Naked Dating. There's all sorts of naked shows.
Well, we got the Naked Dating one of the daters, evidently, right?
Yes, yeah, we do.
Naked and Afraid, Marissa, that's like Survivor, except nude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of a weird show in a way. Interesting,
it's bizarre.
Though. Yeah, why would you go in the jungle or somewhere naked?
It's not enough that you don't have any food to eat, but now you got to be naked, too.
Except you're with a naked girl, though.
Right.
I wonder, you know, I was always wondering.
Do they know each other?
No, they don't know each other. It's interesting when they first meet, you know, it's a little awkward. But I always wanted to ask the producer, has there ever been an episode on Naked and Afraid, the survival show?
Yeah.
If they ever, you know, if the guy and the girl said, oh, forget the survival stuff, let's just sort of, you know, make out type of stuff.
Well, I
think it's happened.
I thought that's where the show was going to begin with.
No, I think it's all about work, 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 you know, and distraction.
Well, to some people, sex is work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. You know, he's right. It's like working out.
Ex-wife.
Anyway, okay, so are we going to review Sex Tape?
I don't think we have enough time to review Sex Tape, and I'm going to change the number of the song one more time.
Can I tell if it's a thumbs up or down?
Not yet.
Okay.
Joseph, you're confusing me with these numbers.
I know, because we're all mixed around, but you know, it's okay. We're going to play all the songs. Don't delete any of the songs.
Okay.
But, you know, so the next song is that number there.
Okay, number six.
Yes, number six.
You just told me number three, and
sorry.
Now it's number six.
Well, we're going to come back to number three, and I know, I'm sorry. Anyway,
I
want to talk briefly about Premature. Yeah, speaking of flustered.
Me?
About frustration. I don't know. Anyway, Premature is a movie. It's another sex comedy, and we will get to Sex Tape in the next hour or something like that. We will definitely get to it. That's the whole reason that today is Breakthrough Entertainment's sex show. But I want to get to Premature right now because we got to get to it quickly.
Isn't it a little early to get to it?
It is a little early to get to it.
We got to get to it quickly, Premature. Was that good, Eric?
We all hit it on the head at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So anyway, it is on video on demand. And
On demand? I heard Ron Jeremy can do that.
Okay. There's actually some women.
No, really. It's an interview. How does that work?
I don't know.
There are some women who can actually
make you
relieve tension.
Oh, I don't believe that for a moment.
But like psychically. Like
I want to know who.
They can say,
you
can go now.
All
right. Why? We'd be like in torture. Anyway. All right. So let's talk about Premature.
That would be a great show.
John Carna plays a high school student who has to relive losing his virginity. He has to relive losing his virginity over and over again until he gets it right. This is basically
horrible.
It's basically a
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day sex comedy. He relieves tension and then kind of like all starts over. What did you think of the trailer?
Well, the trailer I just put looks funny and raunchy, and I just couldn't tell much more than that.
And that's all you need to know about it. It is funny. It is raunchy. And yeah, if you like Groundhog Day, if you like those time loop movies,
I think you'll
get a lot of laughs out of this. And it is definitely raunchy, especially when he arrives over and over and over. Yeah.
Gets to his destination.
He gets to his destination every morning.
I've seen Groundhog Day so many times that I feel like I'm living Groundhog Day movie.
Yeah, yeah. So
great movie.
So, but anyway, so are we almost at our break now?
Yeah.
Three minutes. No, actually 1 minute.
One minute.
A little over a minute.
Okay. Oh. All right. So
we're going to play some music.
We're going to play the song now? Yeah. Because this is a song.
Number six?
Yes, number six. This is a song from Premature. It is at the closing credits of the movie. And Tongue Tied is the song. The group is Group Love. And again, check out Premature on Video On Demand. It is a hilarious sex comedy.
So you give it a thumbs up.
I give it a big thumbs up. And yeah, hot girl in it too from The Carrie Diaries.
The Carrie Diaries. I haven't seen that. So this is excellent.
What's her name again? Sophia Robb?
She's not in it, but yeah. It's one of her friends. And really cute. Really cute.
And then coming up the second hour, we have expert Amy Riley calling in.
Aphrodisiac expert. I'm going to find out what foods I can feed the ladies to get them in the mood so
and we're gonna
I can
have
arrive.
That food down here live once we know what it is.
And hopefully there's no carbs.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's cranberries and blueberries. That's what I'm going to guess. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPA.